undateable.
Basically, what you're saying, 95% of the population is undateable?
Undateable!
How are all these people getting together?
Alcohol.
You're so undateable.
We do believe there is someone for everyone. But occasionally you go on dates and you're like, oh, my God, this is not going to work because of this reason. Mm. What makes you undateable? We are joined by Melinda, who's put herself forward. And it's always the case that we look at your photo and we're like, oh, my God, you are absolutely stunning, Melinda. Mm. How long have you been single for?
Oh, thank you. About 6 months, but before that was just over a year.
Right. Okay.
Okay, so you're 37.
It was a brief relationship.
Oh, doesn't
a brief
doesn't
fling.
Count,
I reckon over 4 months it counts.
Right.
So, yeah, there you go. Right.
Well, it was less than that, so it doesn't count
okay,
at all.
Right, okay, good
enough. You're 37 years old. Before we get to the reason you believe you're undateable, tell us a little about yourself. If you were on a date with a guy, you know, who are you and what are you about?
So I am a mum of two beautiful girls, divorcee. I own a home salon and I am a podcast host. I'm all about empowering women and getting them to use their voice and speak up and live the best life that they truly can.
Okay. And what kind of guy do you usually go for?
I like a funny guy. Looks-wise, not, I am not really too fussed as long as they're taller than me, because I feel more feminine when they're a bit taller than mm-hmm. me.
Well, how tall are you?
I'm 5'8".
Okay, that's doable.
That's but doable.
My height is the bare minimum, I think.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my ex-husband was my height, so, yeah.
All right. Can we ask why that relationship ended, or is that one of the reasons you're undateable?
Look, he is probably my biggest red flag, my only red flag.
Oh, okay.
Multiple cheater.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Fair
it was
enough.
Actually my brief relationship from last year.
Yeah.
That was me rekindling with my ex.
So you really tried, did you? Okay.
I did. Yeah. So we've been divorced for 7 years, and I just thought with how much I'd grown, maybe he'd appreciate his family more, and he would keep it in his pants, and he didn't.
He did not.
Okay.
All jerk. Right.
Yeah. So it only lasts less than four months. So
doesn't count.
It's not counted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can say you tried again, but hey. So are you looking for someone now?
I'm not on any of the apps. I've got some different priorities, and I think that's what makes me undateable.
I thought you'd do it the old-fashioned way on a radio show.
Sure, why not?
I think
I
it would be. I reckon it'd be hard seeing you. Like, you are ridiculously stunning. I think it would be. I don't know. Sometimes I find it's harder for certain people on dating apps as well, because you might get unwanted attention of just like, hey, do you want to hook up, as opposed to a long-term relationship.
Yes, well, I think in today's hookup culture as well, like, I just, the trust, I think, with the ex-husband, but with the hookup culture, I'm just, like, not really interested.
Okay.
Okay, well, Melinda, you sound lovely. You're definitely looking for love. We've got three guys who are coming up in a second. They cannot hear what is going on right now, okay? So before we get to them, please tell us why you're undateable.
I am 30 weeks pregnant to my ex-husband.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So 8 weeks was all it needed to make baby number three. It is the same baby daddy.
Yeah.
with all three of my girls. So I'm expecting another little girl.
Oh, wow. But you...
Mm.
Melinda, I mean...
Yeah. Wasn't expecting that,
no,
Melinda.
I really wasn't expecting that. Well, that's a hard one.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's not impossible, though.
So I'm just like, I'm not... I think I also want to prove him wrong, because he was trying to get me to terminate when we'd actually broken up.
Yeah. Okay.
Right,
and you're like, no, I love this baby. I want it. I'm going
to... We already told our daughters as well, and I'm like, they were getting excited for him. And so I'm like, no, we made this decision as a team. We're keeping this baby as a team. But he tried to get me to terminate by saying, who's going to want you? You know, like, you're pregnant, that's too much baggage, blah, blah, blah.
All right.
You know, my, the girl, lady I know, and I became friends with her, and she would have been 34 weeks pregnant when she met her now partner.
Okay.
Aww.
And yeah, he offered to take on the baby. And
well, he offered physically before that, like, if you need, before the birth, all this. And then she was like, ha ha ha. And then they hooked up and he was in the delivery ward. And that's been, you know, I guess considered their first baby together. And they've got
There are good men out there, Melinda. You know, that's.
I think what's going to be hard though is because there will be a lot more questions, you know, like I know that so many people, like, it doesn't matter if you've got kids, but because you're currently still pregnant and what that means when, you know, an ex-husband is involved.
Well, hang there. We're going to come back. There's three guys who you're going to get to choose between. You're going to hear about them. You pick which one you like. Then you have to tell them why you're undateable and they ultimately will get to make the choice to meet up with you or walk away.
Okay.
All right.
I need you to remember, though, it doesn't mean that your ex-husband is right if they're not ready to take on.
No, I know. It's a huge ask. It's a huge ask.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, stand by. Melinda is here with us. We're going to meet the three guys next here at B105. This is our undateables. Undateable.
Basically, what you're saying, 95% of the population is undateable.
Undateable!
How are all these people getting together?
Alcohol.
You're so undateable.
What makes you undateable? If you're interested in being part of this, you know, you get it out in the open. So you get rid of all the people that are like, oh, I couldn't handle that. We have Melinda, who is absolutely stunning. We've had so much response on our socials of people going, oh, gosh, I'll go on a date with her. She's 37 years of age. She's a mother of two.
Nine guinea pigs and two cats.
Yeah, she has her own business and she's got a podcast coming out shortly as well.
Melinda, are you ready to meet the guys?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, so you get to pick which one of these you would like to speak to and possibly date.
Hi, my name's Robert, 38 years old, single. I'm actually on holiday at the moment, had a bit of a sleep in. I'm just starting a new job in the NDIS industry. So, yeah, pretty excited about that, working with people with disabilities and a bit of a family man, family orientated, love food, love sleep. Yeah, got some goals for 2024 and interested in getting to know you.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, I love that he does NDIS. It means he's got a good heart and he's patient.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next one.
Hey, guys. Brendan here, 38 years old. I'm a single parent to two teenage girls / demons. Yeah. I'm a project manager in construction. I love the ocean. Try to surf a little bit. I'm just not very good at it. I like boxing, NRL, and most sports, to be honest. I haven't dated in about 3 years. Probably because I work a little bit too much and I'm very dedicated to my two girls.
He's got girls and he's a realist, calling them demons.
Yeah. And funny too. You said you like funny guys, so there you go.
Yeah.
Or guy number three, Justin.
Hi, Melinda. It's Justin here. I'm 39 years of age. I'll be 40 in September. Oops, forgot. 20, I meant to say. Love getting outdoors, work full time. Quiet night ins are always good too. Hopefully hear from you and we can go on a date.
Oh, I love that.
So what are you interested in? Number one, Robert, two, Brendan, or number three, Justin?
I think I like the energy of number two.
Number two, okay. Hey, Brendan, Melinda chose you.
Oh, nice one.
I think she liked your joke talking about your teenage daughters / demons.
Mm. Yeah, that's them.
Yeah. You obviously have a lot of experience raising girls.
I do, there's no handbook, but figure it out as you go, I suppose.
Right. And you obviously saw the photo of Melinda online. What were your thoughts there?
She's very pretty.
Yeah, she's stunning.
Gorgeous.
You do have a gorgeous smile.
Mm. You know what happens here now, Brendan? It is undateable. So Melinda liked what she heard and saw about you. She is now going to tell you the reason she believes she's undateable, and you get the ultimate decision on whether or not you'd like to meet up.
Okay, let's go.
Hi, Brendan. How are you?
Good, thanks, Melinda. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I'm just going to get straight into it. So you call your girls demons?
Yes.
Okay. I also have two girls. So yep. I would agree to the demon comment.
Yeah, who are you paying?
However, I am also 30 weeks pregnant with another baby girl.
Okay.
So we could raise a cheerleading squad together, or a dance squad. Or
I don't want to say the wrong thing here or anything. I've been in a similar situation in the past with my eldest daughter. Actually, she's not actually my biological daughter. But she lives with me full time. And I'm sort of, yeah, look, my kids, like, you know, they're 16 and 17 and I'm nearly free, if you get me.
I was almost free too. Everyone thinks I'm mad for going back.
that's my only thing, honestly. Nothing against kids or anything like that I just sort of, I'm sort of in the next chapter of my life sort of thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, totally understandable.
Yeah.
Brenda, did you meet, when you said that not biologically, did you meet her mother when she was pregnant, or she had just had her?
She was very early stages pregnant. We didn't actually know, didn't know that she was pregnant either.
Okay. Right. Yeah. So you really have been in the same situation. It's a lot to take on.
And I fully understand that, of, you know, your kids are just getting to the point where they're completely self-sufficient and you don't want to go all the way back to the whole start again. That makes sense.
I'm nearly ready to plan my first solo holiday. And just doing it by myself for, you know, 17 years, I'm ready for a break.
Yeah,
fair enough. Oh, I think you've earned it.
Yeah, thank you.
Well,
enjoy that solo holiday.
Yeah. sorry, guys.
No, we know. And Melinda's aware of it as well. You know, it's a lot. We do know that there will be someone for Melinda out there.
For sure.
She just picked the wrong dude out of the three there. That was,
Let's go back, shall we? It's like choose your own adventure. Can we go back to the start?
Well, good on you, Brendan, mate. Thanks for your honesty here.
Yeah, enjoy your holiday.
Yeah, will do. Thanks, guys. Love
Thank
you.
Aww,
thanks,
Melinda. I love you.
Thanks,
Melinda, that does not mean your ex is right. You know that, right?
Oh, I absolutely know that, yes.
Well, good luck with it. Good luck with you, bub, and good luck on your quest for love as well.
Thank you so much, guys. Appreciate your time this morning.
Good Thank on you,
Thank
darling.
Thank you. There we go. That's how it works. Undateables. If you want to be a part of this, if you think there's a reason you're undateable and you want help finding love, we can do it. 131060, call now or register via our Stav, Abby and Matt Facebook page.